Guards, you may leave me now. Or do you wish the king, my future husband, to have your head for obstructing the wishes of his betrothed? Please pardon their manners. Those dogs hardly know their heads from their tails. Neanderthals, truly. They were disgusted when they heard of this arrangement. Didn't even want me to step foot in such an establishment. But I don't mind. In fact, I find it all rather thrilling. Don't you? Or I suppose you are used to all of the exposure your profession begets. May I sit? If I am to be queen, I must know every secret of this kingdom and of my king-to-be. You two have been purchased for the evening to help me learn the ways of lovers. I would like to get right to it. I hope you don't find this all too unorthodox. I would simply like to watch the two of you together. You see, my virginity must remain intact for my wedding night, but I can learn a great deal from observation alone. You two are absolutely divine. Sent by the gods, I swear it. Might I see more of you? Undress one another for me. But slowly, please. I am still getting used to the natural form. I want to see it all revealed the way it shall be on my wedding night. It's hard not to stare, but, I mean, what sublime breasts you have. I wish mine looked like that. I'm late to wed. I wish mine were as perky as yours. And you, good sir, I should hope my king to be as well endowed as you are. I am quite pleased with this, and the undressing of it all seems simple enough. Onwards we go. Well, go on then. Have a taste of one another. Show this princess how to kiss. Remember, this kiss must be enough to rule a kingdom. I will take note of your form and use each technique you display to keep our future king satisfied and ruling well. God, I like watching you two do that. The exchange of tongues is quite lyrical, in fact. Not nearly as fearful as I made it out in my head. Silly, really. But yes, please, keep doing that. And maybe trace the outline of her own breasts and nipples the way I hope my king might. Oh, yes. Just like that. Please, get on the bed. Kiss her breasts, tongue her nipples, till every gorgeous hair of her stands on end. Oh, yes, I like that. I've dreamt of that being done to me, ever since I walked in on some serving girls in the keep doing this to one another. I thought someone had lit a fire between my legs. Kiss the curve of her hips, that lush skin, stoke her exquisite frame. Now, sir, move your mouth between her legs. I bet your form is even better than a couple of serving wenches. How they lost their tongues diving into unknown crevices, without any skill or awareness, eager for a taste. No. I can see you know exactly what you are doing down there. Perfect. I have much to learn from both of your tongues. Beautiful. Please, tease your breasts for him, as I cannot stand those perky things go without attention when they are practically begging for it. Good girl. Look how he grows excited. I have never seen such a gorgeous cock in my life. And oddly enough, I have seen many. It used to be a game that boys would play. They called it honoring their princess. They would flash their toys at me. But yours is not a toy. No, it is a weapon sent to destroy her. Please, suck his weapon and attend to him like the soldier he is. But do it on your hands and knees, spreading your wet holes for him to watch, so he can imagine sticking all sorts of things inside you. Oh, God's bones, that is perfect. You wear one another's saliva like a most regal garb. Now, take that divine cock and slide it deep between her legs. Fuck her like she's a princess. Show me how a princess should be fucked. Those thrusts are so animal. I find myself hoping you might break her in two with them. I cannot wait to be split in two by my husband's sacral weapon. Now, girl, I know you have more knowledge than I could imagine in just the curve of your hips. Get on top of him and teach me just so to move. How do I rock my hips? Where do I put my hands? Oh, I see now. It is a dance of touch to keep all limbs and senses most occupied, to get the most out of one another, working together to reach a most glorious crest, like a great wave breaking on a rock. The two of you have awoken a goddess within me, a creature, and she will never be tamed again. I order you to sit on each other's faces, so that I can watch you suffocate one another with carnal pleasure. I think this will be a delightful activity for my bridal suite. Just like that. I cannot wait to show my king what I have learned. Don't stop fucking for me. I need to see everything. You want to serve the kingdom, don't you, harlots? Answer me. You want to serve your queen, don't you? Yes. 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 Serve me. Just like that. Just like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.